Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hawk coming to you live. It's a Friday night show, 8/27/2021. Now, I'll tell you what, looks like Ida's getting forecast to hit deep into Louisiana. Maybe hit it with a hurricane level four, possibly with winds up to 150 mile an hour and 2 foot of rain. Let's just say right now, Lord Jesus, will you take your hand and will you place it sternly on those who are shooting these hurricanes and these tropical storms that are being done with the weather weapon systems that are being done off the coast of Africa or from machinery inside of Africa, probably by the Red Chinese. Lord Jesus, will you take them off the hands, their hands off these weather machines? But Lord, will you abate the storm? Will you change the storm? Will you dissipate the storm, Lord, and protect all of thy people on the Gulf Coast or in Mexico or Cuba or wherever, Lord? In your name I pray, Lord Jesus, abate this Ida forecast and dissipate these winds and the hurricane. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And at the same time, Lord, I wish we had some rain in the drought regions as they're being used. The weather machines are being used to keep the drought in California, Oregon, all of the western states and southwest Utah. Lord, all these different places, Nevada, all of them. Lord, I pray that you would provide gentle rain and early snows in some cases in the mountains, early snows for those people, Lord, that you might give them an opportunity to still be able to have water in their wells and water from the springs and water in the different creeks and things, Lord, so that their livestock can be still had. And so there might be able to be a crop of some kind of a grass or some kind of a forage, some kind of a pasture. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And Lord Jesus, I'll tell you, this chaos that's being mounted by the Luciferians all over the world and in the United States, Lord, I read what they're proposing to do in the United States now with the U.S. military. And that appears that we've even got young, questionable female sergeants talking about shooting American citizens and pointing the guns at them, bragging at them, Lord. Lord, in your name, Sergeant Bronson should be turned away from her job. She should be the one that is canceled. She should go to the stockade for putting that out. She should be the one that is going to be in violation of her constitutional oath and the Bill of Rights. And I tell you what, I read last night, ladies and gentlemen, I read to you all those things that Brother Hodges, Dave Hodges, Common Sense, show that Brother Quayle posted, but commonsenseshow.com or whatever, that he had where he had talked with the federal people who are blowing the whistle on what they're getting ready to do and all of the different things. And if you didn't catch that last night, you can listen to my, I read almost all of his article last night on my page where you're listening right now. You just go to the archives from last night. But I don't know. These things are just getting to be a lot to bear because they're on all fronts. All fronts, and then the AI, the artificial intelligence, is operating perfectly, you see, operating perfectly in terms of creating the chaos, all right? Ladies and gentlemen, and now we're starting to get all kind of sonic super guns. We're starting to get all kind of satellite directed creation of scalar generation of scalar frequencies to impact the neurophysiological templates. We're starting to tell people stuff, starting to get in their head, starting to give them the Havana syndrome, starting to put messages and vibes and hearing the voices and all the kind of crazy stuff. It's all demonic. It is all evil. And woe to them that call good evil and evil good. And now, your U.S. generals, oh yes, General McKenzie, and oh, they don't call him Admiral Baghdad Bob, John Kirby anymore. They just call him John. Oh, John. And he calls them by their first name to have a nice personable thing at the Pentagon, the spokesman there, you know? Sounds like Baghdad Bob, you know? Oh, there's nothing going on. Everything. I don't have that for you there, Jen, or don't have that for you, Bill, or Jim, or Johnny Lou. You know, I don't have that for you, but we'll see if we can get her, you know. And then you got old Hank, old General Hank. He's got an anacronym. He can just push a button on his fruit salad on his chest, and an acronym is... He'll give you an acronym out the wazoo, man. And then he'll go into retrograde. Retrograde. That's one of the new buzzwords. Retrograde. Buzzwords now again today. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you what. You better get prepared, and you better be prepared for all kinds of stuff. And then you have on today... Oh, yes. NORTHCOM. Yesterday we had CENTCOM. McKenzie. Today, McKenzie. CENTCOM. Today, then NORTHCOM. And then we got this COM and that COM. And then we got Sergeant Bronson is going to point her gun at you. You don't go in your house. When she said to, she's going to point the gun at you and shoot you dead. Well, you know, little person who's wearing the, you got a West Point haircut from 1959. You got a West Point haircut, and you're trying to put your little part there. You think you're a nice little boy, Sergeant Bronson. Well, I'm going to tell you what. I don't think you'll last very long during the whole thing if you go up against, you know, different stuff. Just wait till you find yourself somewhere, in Chicago, you know. You just go on down to the, the southwest side or the west side, you know, and see how long you last. You know, I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is getting to be wild. But, you know, they practice for it. You remember the Jade Helm, all the stuff? You know, all the different things, they practiced up on it. And now they're destroying the United States, and then you know what's going to happen. They've got now the treaty with the Soviet Union or the Russia and the Saudis. Defense treaty. They can combine oil revenue, distribution and all that. Iran also in there. And then now the Red China Joe who got bought up by $1.45 billion, allegedly, don't you know? Red China Joe has left him 600,000 M4s, saws, other AR-15s, sniper rifles, all kind of good stuff. Hand, sidearms, you know, and all the ammo you'd want, you know. All of the good radios with all of the... NATO codes set right up in them. And oh yeah. Oh, just wonderfully set. 200 attack helicopters. And you see, China's going to walk in. There's no interest over there. As long about some point in time, the United States said, you know, we're spending $1 trillion here on you. We're going to go ahead and bring companies in to develop your oil, natural gas, gold, lithium deposits, uranium mines, iron ore, copper, manganese, all the different things you got here, okay? And we're going to go ahead and do that, and we'll protect that, and we'll put your people to work. We'll even guard your opium poppies, okay, which they had been doing. U.S. Marines guarding the opium poppies. U.S. Army guarding the opium poppies. You know, and then when I see Oliver North wanting to get in there in the Panjir Valley and they got a new cause and a new It's just like Vietnam all over again, in a sense. It's Khun San, the rebel empire, the rebel, all of his soldiers. He had 200,000 soldiers. Khun San, the Shan states, right in the Golden Triangle, just in there in the China side. I remember seeing the videotape that Colonel Bo Gratz brought back, where Khun San talked about how the Poppy Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush, who was then the drug czar and all of that stuff, and Richard Armitage, the Assistant Secretary of State, who built him a highway. Because before, you used to have to go up in Laos and up in there, or up in that Golden Triangle area, or up into the Shan States. You used to have to go up on the little pony horses with the stirrups backwards, so your feet didn't fall out the back because it was so steep going up. And him and Navy SEAL Scott Weekly and Bo Gratz went there. They videotaped Khun San. He was willing to trade for $12 million a year payment to him and his Shan State Army and his village, you know, and all of his soldiers. $12 million a year. He was willing to stop the flow of old number four Tiger opium into the whole Western countries, you know? But old CIA and Poppy Bush couldn't have that. So now guess what? Do you think when this guy, what's the current CIA, his name Burns or Bernie or Burns, whatever. He goes over and now General McKenzie and this one and that one and Hookaduka and all of the Pentagon and the CIA and all the people are now calling the Taliban our Afghan partners. Afghan partners, of course. Well, do you think that maybe the deal was, we'll leave you all this equipment. You can outfit yourself, and you can be the new Afghan partners. You'll have your own army all set up. And then here's the deal. You can be the proxy now of Pakistan and China, okay? And you can control all of this. And then you see Iran will be down below you, and then you got a little bit of Russia up there, but the Chinese are going to ace them out, all right? And the fact is, let's ask it rhetorically, did the director of the CIA perhaps say, why don't you take all of these weapons we give you? Now, what we would like to do is to keep distributing your opium from your provinces, keep taking that opium to the world market. Would that be okay? And we'll pay, we'll agree on the pricing and the cuts and the percentages and all that stuff. But you got to know, you got to give us a good deal because we're giving you all these guns over here and the helicopter gunships and the radios. And not only that, we have given you the biometric devices that have all of the computer files of everybody's fingerprints, iris scans, name, address, phone number, bop, 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 bop. But, you know, they may have also got a whole lot of U.S. Operatives in there, too. You know, maybe they can just access right over because they're in the same system, probably. But that could be what they had the meeting for. Let's make sure that after the stuff goes, and then in the meantime, ISIS-K would be a good thing to bring up, and maybe they can do something. And have you noticed now, ladies and gentlemen, to where all of the stuff and the truth and the things that they brought out and everything you saw with your own eyes, the two explosions, the in front of the gates, in front of the Baron Hotel, and it was a suicide bomber here and maybe a car over there and maybe two suicide bombers. And then there was other explosions around the corner, but oh, maybe they were the U.S. destroying some equipment, you see. Of course, they didn't destroy any at Bagram, where they left all of that stuff for the Chinese. And not only that, they got transport aircrafts, they got food. They left all of the food, all the different stuff, you see, all the rations, all the things that probably even have McDonald's restaurants, and they had the gyms and all of the weightlifting equipment. Boy, I'll tell you what. just tailor-made there. And then three runways, Bagram, then they've got the other one. They got KNR2, and they got this one, and a rat, and that one here, and Jalalabad, they got all of them. Chinese move right in. China Joe say, you need to buy some more of my son's paintings that he blows out of his nose through a straw, a plastic straw that he built for McDonald's 2 years ago before they outlawed it in California, you know. But I think that, quite frankly, they probably have made the deal to continue in some form or fashion the distribution of the opium. Because, you see, the Committee of 300, allegedly Committee of 300 Directorate, which are inherited or they have to be sold or bought with approval of the other directors. Committee of 300 of the original directors of the British East Indies Stock Company, allegedly, which used to control all the opium and all the stuff and the hash and the cocaine later on and all the drugs, you see, so that money can go into the banks in London town and can go into the banks in all over the place, you know, New York City, Miami, you know, all of it. The Anstalts and Liechtenstein, the Channel Islands, the Caymans. Well, I'll tell you, you go to the Caymans sometime, you go like diving or something down there, and you sit on the beach and just go down there. There's like one, like shopping center. There's like 700 banks listed for that one shopping center there. They all got little doorways and, you know, all that stuff. It's all computers. Dope, my friends, is one of the big businesses of the intelligence community, and hence the profits go up the food chain, into the Pentagram, into Congress, into the Justice Department, and into the executive branch. I am double dog sure, you know. All you got to do is look at what happened in Arkansas. All right, Operation Centaur Rose, Poppy Bush, who was called Black Rose. Look all that up. If you don't believe any of it, then, you know, also you need to get the book, you know. You need to get Terry Reed's old book. Compromise, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA. If you've never seen these books and you're young, you're listening to this, write this down. SPI, spy books. Reed and Cummings. Reed and Cummings are the authors. Compromise, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA. Here's another one for you to write down, okay? It's for the young people. May not ever heard of before. The Mafia, CIA, and George Bush. The Untold Story of America's Greatest Financial Debacle by Pete Brewton, B-R-E-W-T-O-N, okay? And then just for the sake of it, a very learned scholarly tome, The Politics of Heroin, CIA Complicity in the Global Drug Trade, Alfred W. McCoy, Lawrence Hill Books. So you see, there's some good ones for you to just get started and read, you know, just to get started. And then while you're at it, you know, Jim Mars and the Rise of the Fourth Reich is an excellent book. Crossfire, Jim Mars, The Plot to Kill Kennedy. That's excellent. Those are the kind of books that will bring you up to speed on the current history that you've never been taught. You see? Another good book that described why we were going to go into and how they were going to get us into Afghanistan. It was called The Grand Chessboard. It's a big new Brzezinski. And in there he said that if the Twin Trade Towers or if some bomb, terrorist bomb, was done by Afghani Muslim rebels, then that would give an excuse for the United States to go on in and become the hegemon of Asia. Okay? And to block Russia and China and Iran and all of that and control all of it. Now, after $1 trillion, you're giving it up. So they can then come destroy the dollar, destroy all the stuff, and then come to get you because you ain't been vaccinated. Maybe 85, 90 million people ain't been vaccinated, no more. Because if you include the children, but now they're going after the kids. And I guess in the UK it's mandatory, age 12 on, they're going to vax them without the parents' permission. Without the parents' permission, they're already doing that in Australia. Wasn't this the plan called lockstep that the Rockefellers put in? Lockstep, lockstep. Everybody's got to be in lockstep and do the same things. And that's why you're hearing about all of this stuff now. All of these stuff where they're going to take the food away in the United States. Now they're going to hit the Gulf Coast, the weather wars. Maybe that'll destroy a lot of the oil, natural gas stuff. Who knows, you see? Who knows? Kamala Harris says equitable treatments, we all end up in the same place. Oh, except for the ruling class, you see. They're going to make your life difficult if you don't take the shots. And now the Red Witch, Jen Psaki, Hacky Psaki, the Red Witch, said, and oh boy, we've got so many more million shots in the arms and so many of this and shots and that shots. They're not calling them vaccine anymore, is she? No. No, 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 you see. And it's all just a bunch of hooey. Meanwhile, they're going to come and they're going to activate under some pretext. They're going to go to martial law under some pretext. Okay. Going to go to some martial law pretext. And they're going to try to hook the police and the military in there, give orders and all of that stuff. And anybody who's been vaccinated in any of those units, if you don't comply, well, then they're going to activate your MK Ultra program via the metal, the little nanoparticles in your brain, give you a new lease on life, vaccine required. Sergeant Bronson of the United States Army can point her gun at you if you don't get into your house immediately. Maybe you're over at the neighbor's house and you want to go back to yours. She's going to make you get into your neighbor's house or she's going to shoot you dead. They're going to search and cordon and search. They're going to do all of it. Greg Evenson was somebody that was really a bad, tough guy in the military. Special Forces. And Greg sat here on the air with me, and we talked about that W. Bush declared the martial law, you see. And then you're going to have to get your job. I read to you last night. I'm telling you again, go look at the Common Sense Show, .com, Dave Hodges' radio broadcast, and go take a look at it. Because it is just incredible what they're getting ready to do. And I tell you, they're going to just come. They're going to lock down. If you're not vaccinated, you won't get gasoline. You won't get medical treatments. You won't be able to buy food. You won't be able to do it. And then anybody who helps you to do it, you see. So then that means if you're starving to death and you have to go and you call them up and say, please let me go to your concentration camp. Oh, yes. And I tell you what, may the Lord protect all of those in the way of the tropical storm Ida one more time. Lord Jesus, will you protect your brethren, those in the Gulf Coast, all over in the Gulf Coast and on up in the other states, as the 130-mile-an-hour winds or whatever they're supposed to be predicting, 140, and the 2 foot of rain pours down in as it's strengthening, coming across Cuba and coming up into the Gulf of Mexico. And Lord Jesus, these have been created. I've been watching them, creating them, one after the other, off the coast of Africa, just like the Red Chinese did a number of years ago when Donald Rumsfeld threatened them if they did not quit creating. They did not quit creating those hurricanes. They were sending across Florida, some of which crossed Florida into the Gulf of Mexico, and then you remember the one came back and went back out to the Atlantic and then came in again? And all the people in Texas and Sabine Pass and all that area, and all through the old guys in Alabama, Mississippi, Gulf Coast of Florida there, all of that, you better be watching that because it's going to just hit you. And then it's going to come on up into Tennessee and up Mississippi into Tennessee and go up the river and going to start to strike out on stuff. Strike out and hit more crops and more things and cause more damage and then cause all this stuff. And then meanwhile, NORTHCOM is in the mix. NORTHCOM is in the mix because they're going to also be providing assistance, you know, to FEMA for the Gulf Coast. At the same time, what's the general's name? What is the name? Helter Skelter, what's his name? Van Hinkle? The guy, old general. General Van Hinkle, I believe. Head General Van Hinkle, you see. You know, he's a proper, he's got the salt and pepper hair, really tough looking general. NORTHCOM, supposedly be on the North American continent. He's the boss man, you know. Well, let me tell you what. One of your troops just said they're going to come and kill Americans if they don't do what she says. You got to grab her and you got to put her up before the man and get rid of her today. But you won't do it because she's your troop. General Van Hinkle, Schulte, I know nothing. Did you take an oath, Van Brenner? Did you take an oath? I heard you talking today. Oh, Task Force Dix, Task Force Holloman, Task Force McCoy, Task Force Pickett. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Task Force Quantico, Task Force this, Task Force that, and and you sat there, McCoy, and you asked the Afghans, you have everything you need, and we're going to provide medical care, and they've got a window they can come up and get their snacks or any time of the day, order their food, and then they got breakfast and a lunch and a dinner, they got free medical care, all of that, and that's fine. But now they're starting to work with people to populate them and vet them so they can then take jobs and all of that. Well, suppose you're an African-American and you're sitting in Milwaukee and you know Milwaukee, you can't get a job in Milwaukee because, they're all white supremacists, or you can't get a job in New York City because, they're all white supremacists and think, you can't get one down here. It's all baloney. But the Afghans are going to get jobs. And then meanwhile, if you wanted to run opium and you wanted to run the heroin after it's reproduced, Chinese might just set up labs there for the Afghanis to just make it on into heroin. And then the Chinese will just ship it, they'll send it on the diplomatic pouch, maybe to Houston or somewhere, you know. I'm angry, ladies and gentlemen, because what you're seeing before your eyes, you're seeing the planned destruction of America, and you're seeing it being done. You're seeing it being done by the highest level Luciferian scumbags in the highest level of business, banking, politics, the military, the intelligence world, Department of Justice, all of it. NRO, you know. NSA, DEA, DIA, FBI, CIA, EIEIO. And they gave them, Joe said, we may have sent them a list of all the names of all the Afghan partners, The Afghan partners are the Taliban. It's just ridiculous. So I'll tell you what. They're starting to call evil good and good evil, aren't they? Your president's doing that. Your vice president's doing that. And, oh, you better go get your Christmas gifts right now because there won't be any for your kids. That's not a bad idea. Once you get all the ones under age, you know, you can get them backpacks with bulletproof backpacks for the kids and stock them up with all kind of food and water bottles and compasses and, you know, and little flashlights and extra batteries and a little, you know, all kind of little things like that. And maybe then you can teach them how to shoot a .22 rifle or a .410 shotgun or whatever it might be, or a .22 pistol, you know, something like that. Or a BB gun or pellet gun, whatever age they are. You could also teach them how to box. You could teach them how to do karate. You can teach them how to do Hapkido or Taekwondo or whatever it might be, Jeet Kune Do. Or you can just teach them good old-fashioned knockdown, guillotine choking, you know, wrestling, you know? Kicking and a jabbing, you know, sticking and a stabbing. But your children should be doing their exercises. And, you know, if you got a route where you run a laps, you need to run your laps or ride your bike, or you need to do your push-ups, you know, and your stomach crunches and your pull-ups and all of that stuff. Get your weights and do that. Help your parents. You got kids listening, help your parents work in the yard, chop wood, mow the grass, cut the weeds, whatever the stuff is, you know. But you need to be doing that, and then you need to be also, young people out there of any age, you need to be also understanding that the Lord Jesus loves you, and that if you are to repent of your sins, and some of you have very few, you know. But even if you've got any or none, just say, Lord, I want you to be my Savior. Come into my heart to be my Savior, Lord Jesus. And if he knows you and you know him, and pretty soon you start to see that he's going to wash you clean. He's going to shine you up even as a young person. You're going to get smarter. You'll get to where you remember better. You'll be able to read better. You'll be able to do different things better and work harder. You'll be able to do your studies and get good grades and learn all of the things you're supposed to learn. You'll be able to do all of these things. And heck with all the adults saying, well, what are you talking to the kids for? Because there's a lot of kids listening to the show in the background. And the Lord Jesus loves them, and they love the parents who read the Bible to the children, you see. Because we're getting ready to see Ezekiel 38-39. I just opened the Bible right here. The big print special. I like the big print. If you don't have one and you're not so inclined yet, you might as well go ahead and get one and get you some extra spy glasses, you know, magnifiers to look in, look down at them. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against him. And say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I'm against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and I will turn thee back, and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth in all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields. And all of them handling swords. You think the swords on the bucklers and shields, you see, might be the, you know, main gun of the tank? Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all of his bands, and then Brother Quayle used to talk about Gomer and all of that, and that's parts of Germany and France. And Steve said, I know that you did his podcast the other night, 25 years ago, so that Germany and France would be in with the Russians when they attacked. Gomer and his bands, and the house of Togarma, and all the north quarters, and all his bands, and many people with thee. Be thou prepared, and prepare for thyself, and thou, and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou guard unto them. After many days thou shalt be visited, in the latter years thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword, and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. And thou shalt ascend and come like a storm, and thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands and many people with thee. And then verse 10, here it is. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass, besides what I just read you, it shall also come to pass, or indicates that it's something different. It shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, and all of them dwelling without walls, and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey, to turn thy hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, upon the people that are gathered out of the nations which have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land. That, ladies and gentlemen, is west of the Mississippi, you see, and the Colorado Rockies and all of that. This is the Great Plains, you understand? From North Texas to Oklahoma to Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, Arkansas, all up and down the line. Going on up, Nebraska, North, South, North Dakota, Minnesota, you see? All of that. Parts of Montana, parts of Colorado, parts of Wyoming. That's the cattle, that's the grain, that's all of the wheat and all of the stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, that's also going to pass, as well as the attack which will be on Israel. That's what Ezekiel 38:39 is about. Yeah, roger that, Brother Weaver. God bless you. He's telling me about they're covering on American News last night, they're covering the deaths from a whole COVID and vaccine mess. They showed an aerial shot of a big ditch with a track-laying backhoe bucket at the end of the ditch. The ditch contained at least 10 coffins laid side by side. It looked like the ditch had been backfilled to the spot where the coffins were laid and the machine ready to finish filling the ditch. I don't know where that's at, but somewhere, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, Ezekiel 38:39, but read what God's got in store for all of that in 39. If you haven't read the children, Ezekiel 38:39, do that. And you ought to also read for all of these things in Matthew 24 and Luke 21. Which I've read many times, then the prescription is preparedness for the parable of the wise and foolish virgins. That's Matthew 25. But you got old General Van Hinkle. He's got, in each one of these places, Task Force Holloman, Task Force McCoy. When they do a task force, it's a big, massive thing that is inclusive of all kind of operations of multi-jurisdictional stuff, and they're basically running that county now or that area through the military base, and they're contracting for food and medical supplies. That's all going into the county or the town or wherever they're at. There's going to be more and more of these. Thousands and thousands of the Afghans, which those that were promised and those that have got the proper paperwork, not a problem. But they're also bringing over people that are probably going to be fitting right in to run the opium and run the heroin along with the cartel boys. And some of them, they might just bring them through the southern border. It'd be easier, you know, get them out. Get them into, you know, somewhere and get them to Mexico and round them on up the hill, you know. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep old Hawk in the game? I hope you do. And I'll tell you, anything is most needed and wanted. I got to stay in the game and I got to keep punching and hooking and jabbing, striking blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and warning the remnant. Those that have eyes to see and ears to hear, not the general public, not somebody that wants to be scintillated with the new hottest little thing. Listen to Brother Quayle, what he said. He's talking to you about what's getting ready to happen real soon and telling you to prepare. Okay, that's what I've been telling you, and Steve brought me on 17 and a half years, over 17 years now, in June. All right? And everything he and I talked about the first show he had me on as a guest, everything just about is coming to pass right now. Federal Reserve notes, metals, silver, a little bit of gold, a little bit of silver, whatever it is, silver dollar, silver ounce, silver dime. Or a check, send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street. Number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May the Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. And God bless you and thank you for anybody who is... has been supporting over the years and kept me in the game. And I don't always get to send an email or a thank you or to do this or that. Sometime of late here, I've been had a little trouble. So again, so I'm in the health range. I'm behind on some of my stuff. So just give me a break on it. Some of you never know because I'm always still speedifying and going on air. And I've done that even when I could not see, you know, while I was on air because I was about ready to go off the into a coma at that time period, which I then did after a bit. But that's been back a lot of years, and that's not my purpose now. Ladies and gentlemen, they're going to let China walk in, take Afghanistan. China Joe's giving all the stuff here. Now, have you seen on TV, they're now saying the intelligence agencies now say, this one says no, this one says yes, this one says maybe, this one says I don't know, this one says, oh, it's still there, but it was the old pangolin bit the bat, or the bat bit the pangolin, and that was then in the market and all that. In other words, a month ago, they had Fauci dead to rights, giving money to the guy in New York and all the stuff that sent it to the Wuhan lab, and then they kept going on the enhancement, the enhanced experiments of all of the virus, where they were juicing it up, jazzing it up to make it more easy to get and to make it more powerful, all for research sake. And they had Fauci, and you remember Rand Paul saying they ought to arrest Fauci on the hearings in the Senate? And all of that information was documented, and everything was right there. Now they're saying and they're telling you, because they think that you've forgotten, you see? They think you've forgotten. Let me tell you something. They're lying to you again. Don't believe the crap. Go out tonight and you vote by getting a firearm. You vote by getting more ammunition. You vote by getting more canned goods, more food, more bottled water. And believe me, they have sensors in a sense. They're monitoring how much food is being consumed. And don't forget your toilet paper, but go for the food, the water. Water purification, water filtration, water storage, carrying, conveyance of water. I can't emphasize it enough. If you're on the West Coast, get your look into desalinization. Small, portable desalinization. Thanks. But you can get Berkey Light if you're anywhere else. You got any fresh water or potty, you know, pond water or creek water? Take your thing out, run it through an old T-shirt first, you know, something like that, to get some of the crud out, and then put it in from the bucket after you've, you know, strained a little bit of that out. Then put it into the Berkey Light or the Big Berkey or the Royal Berkey or whatever it might be with the black Berkey filters, which take out viruses, bacteria, parasites, and also up to 99% of the chemicals. They don't take out the MTBE, which is some of the gasoline and stuff. They would take out some of it, but you can get those extra filters to put on there if you like. But for the same token, anything that you can get will be better than not having it at all. And in this day and age, people say, well, you ought to save and pay your mortgage up and all that. And then you'll be able to withstand it. It will not just be a financial collapse. It's going to be more like 1 Second After by William F. Forstchen, a forged book. 1 Second After, William R. Forstchen, F-O-R-S-T-C-H-E-N, or James Wesley Rawls, Wesley, W-E-S-L-E-Y, James Wesley Rawls, R-A-W-L-E-S, Patriot, Surviving the Coming Collapse, because it metastasized into something else. And then not only that, in order to speed things up, they're still using the medical tyranny. They're still using the COVID. They're still using all of that. And they're probably, the people and the powers that be are probably, the way they're working on the vaccines for Ebola, they might just do a little release of that. Or maybe an Ebola pox, okay? That was, I think, perfected in Australia years ago. Gain-of-function research, of course, you see, just for the making sure that if it ever happened, if the bat bit the shark, bit the, you know, killer whale who then chewed on your toe when you were surfing off Hawaii, or when you were fishing for ahi tuna, and then you all of a sudden flipped through a time warp and you were on the, Wabash River in Indiana. Looking for the channel cat? Ah, ladies and gentlemen, the wild weasel is running. The wild weasel is running, and I'm telling you, you'd better get ready because Casey Jones is on that train. He's got the power all the way. He's got the throttle pushed all the way forward. He's telling the guy to keep putting more coal and more wood into the firebox. And Casey's on the methamphetamine and drinking gallons of moonshine. And he's headed with a whole bunch of other Casey's that they cloned right straight to Function Junction, which is probably right outside of the town or the village that you're from, let me tell you. And all they're going to grab, and I hope to all you sheriffs and sheriff's deputies and police officers and constables and all of you people out there in the state police, if you are going to take the stuff, and like Brother Greg Evenson, who was an Illinois boy originally, but was a Kansas State trooper, but one that was taught. He's the most decorated Kansas State trooper, and he took on the bank robbers by himself with the 357 wheel gun and a 12-gauge pump, and he took them out, took them down. He was wounded. He got him, though. Now, the fact is, a lot of people don't know it. Greg had a bullet in his chest. Right? He thought he just got kicked real hard in the chest. He had a bullet in there from a pipe. He was a real true deal. And any of you guys from Colorado who did all your practicing on these drills to intercept the vaccine or anti-vax people and all of that. Just remember, you used to sit out in the coop and drink coffee with some of the Kansas State troopers, and you ought to not go into the grind in Colorado either. And anybody out there, if you're going to start and you're going to go against the American people and you're going to just look the other way and you're going to go confiscate guns, you're going to do all that, then you're going to get your just desserts from the Lord. You go against your people rather than being peace officers. That don't mean you have to be a sissy or not pop somebody in the head now and then. That just means that there is a Bill of Rights, a Constitution, and that you can assist the people to resist the tyranny of a federal government or a United Nations with Red Chinese or Russian Spetsnaz or whoever it might be. Heck, man, you know, 10 years ago, the FBI said there was over 200,000 Mexican cartel soldados inside the United States. There's a million by now, and there's more coming in, plus the MS-13, plus the Red Chinese, plus the Russian Spetsnaz, that Obama. And did you ever think that maybe old Joker Tut might still be the field general for the Luciferian communist pieces of crap? Well, maybe you can tell people how you really feel at some point here. And maybe someday I will, you know. But up until now, I've been kind of mild-mannered. And I'll tell you what, if you do not have a firearm and, you know, a minimum of 1,000 rounds of ammunition for it, that would be a minimum, but you could shoot that in about 10 or 15. You shoot that in a half an hour, all right? Real easy if there's an attack on, or if all of a sudden you see a gang of people outside saying, I know you got food in there. Come on out with your hands up. Bring your wife and your little girl and your little boy. Bring them on out. We'll keep them safe, you know. Well, you know what? That's what you do at that point in time. You put a canoe right through the, you know, brain pan of that son of a buck who says that. And then you tell them to come and take it, all right? And then you have aim small, miss small. And hopefully by then you've got everybody in your family grooved in on how to defend the house. You might want to leave a back door out the back, and you might have your backpacks on with your rucksacks, with your bug out load. But I'm going to tell you what, there's something to be said for outflanking the son of a butch and going around the corner and coming in and laying down fire on whoever's coming for you. And take them out and stack them up. I heard Johnny Joey Jones yesterday say, it's time to let loose the war dogs. The war dogs are hungry. I heard Ron O'Neill, the guy who shot Bin Laden, I heard him saying, hey, what are we doing with these Taliban out there with the guns? Why don't the Marines and the Army in the 82nd just go out the door? That's our enemy. They're in with the, you know, the what is it, the ISIS. Hey, you know, Khorasan with the Al-Qaeda. They're all the same boat, just as fruits of a different, you know, tree in the same garden. And he said, let's just go out and just kill them, get rid of them, take off the street ourselves, and then go get the people that we need and put them on the planes. But that ain't going to happen. This Biden's going to stand things. This is going to become the great debacle. You always had to wonder when you read the Bible and you read Ezekiel 38-39 and you read about Harmageddo later on and all of the stuff in Revelations and all of it. When you read Matthew 24 and Luke 21 and all the different things and you say, well, where's America here? Well, America gets taken out and the ego gets destroyed from within. And you got General Van Heckler, yes, or Heckler, or whatever your name is. Look, task force this, task force that. Oh, we got this, that, and the other. Well, let me tell you something. Lardy talking on the Instagram. How your people are going to kill American citizens, okay, if they just don't toe the line. Well, let me tell you something. I'm going to read it again. I'm going to read the Declaration of Independence. I got this at Thomas Jefferson's house. Monticello, back a number of years ago. I bought this in the Constitution, nice little book. But what a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism. It is their right, it is their duty to throw all such government in and provide new guards for their future security. I dealt with that little AC-Doocy West Point haircut with the nice, cute little part that a girl, Sergeant Bronson, has ever read the Constitution and Bill of Rights or the Declaration of Independence. She just married Christian patriots because they don't necessarily want the queers to take over everything. I know that you're sitting out there and you're saying, Hawk, well, this, you know, you get a little wild tonight, Hawk. Well, I'm going to tell you what. If you're not ready to go, don't ever say, Hawk, you should have told me. Because I've told you for 17 and a half years at the top of my lungs and blowing your speakers out. I've told you this, and I've read the Bible to you. I've read what the Lord Jesus says. And I'm here to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and warn the remnant of what's to come. Don't go into that loose band, not that fight. Stand for the Lord. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights and your house, your property. Make sure your kids, that you teach them all about it and understand that they need to understand what's going on. They're smart, and you're going to need their help, too, and they'll grow up quick. Stay away from the spike bats. Stay away from it. It's got the peggy lid lifted. Mighty men and women about our use your high technology and strike the blows. You may be playing in the weather wars and doing some work against China, who's doing it against us. You also lit up the Czech and Russia, you know. Light it up again over there. Get some pops into them. Make them afraid of what's in space, you know. Mickey LaPool, I know you're ready. Fandango Rangers, you're ready. Road and track in Little L. The best in the world, kids. Stay on the moon tide.